Welcome to morning prayer. As we begin, let's take a moment to just quiet ourselves before God with a moment of silence. And as we take the time to just focus and relax, let's take a deep breath and exhale. Breathe in and exhale. As you continue to pray, anytime a thought comes in and intrudes about something you have to do today, pressure, some unresolved thing, just let that come, acknowledge it, and let that just float to God as a prayer request. You should just take a moment. Allow yourself to relax and settle in. We're drawing close to our Father, who longs to meet with us, who eagerly desires to share with us his goodness. Let us pray. Lord, open my lips, my mouth shall proclaim your praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. A reading from Psalm 55. Listen to my prayer, O God, do not ignore my pleas. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me, and I am distraught at the voice of the enemy who stares at the wicked. For they bring down suffering upon me and revile me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me, and the terrors of death assail me. Fear and trembling have beset me, horror has overwhelmed me. I said, oh, that I had the wings of a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay in the desert. I would hurry to my place of shelter, far from the tempest and the storm. Confuse the wicked, O Lord, confound their speech, for I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night they prowl about its walls, malice and abuse are within it. Destructive forces are at work in the city, threats and lies never leave its street. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. But you, O God, will bring down the wicked into the pit of corruption. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men will not live out half their days. But as for me, I trust in you. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I will not be afraid. Save me, O God, by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Hear my prayers, O God. Listen to the words of my mouth. Psalms 54, verses 1 and 2. A reading from the Gospel of John. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him. In reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. How can a man be born when he is old? Nicodemus asked. Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. How can this be? Nicodemus asked. You are Israel's teacher, Jesus said. You do not understand these things. I tell you the truth. We speak what we know, and we testify what we have seen, but still, you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things you do not believe. How can you believe if I speak to you of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love their darkness instead of the light, because their deeds are evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that he may be seen plainly that what he has done through God. Save me, O God, by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Hear my prayers, O God. Listen to the words of my mouth. The Morning Psalm. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. How awesome is the Lord Most High, the great King over the earth. He subdued the nations under us, people under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved. God has ascended amidst shouts of joy, the Lord amidst sounds of trumpet. Sing praise to God, sing praise. Sing praise to our King, sing praise. For God is the King over all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nation. God is seated in his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of God of Abraham, for the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Psalms 47. O Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on me. O Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on me. O Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, grant me your peace. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he shall come in glory to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, one holy united church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Take a few moments now for any personal requests you may have. You may want to pause the recording if you need extra time. O Lord, this day, teach me to surrender those things I cannot control. Faithfully address those things that are my responsibility, and to have the insight not to confuse the two. In all things, lead me to surrender to your will, trusting in your goodness and the goodness of your plan. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lord God Almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power, that I may not fall into sin nor be overcome by adversity. And in all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.